As Mary Louise mentioned, the president's move comes after an intelligence reform bill failed to pass Congress last weekend. And at the Pentagon yesterday, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld responded to charges that he tried behind the scenes to kill that legislation. Some lawmakers say Rumsfeld had a role in stopping the bill, which would have stripped the Pentagon of some of its authority over intelligence gathering and budgeting. But Rumsfeld says he played no role.
It looks like the House and Senate are having a typical conference where you have a lot of differences, and they've been sorting through those and kind of working their way along. And without question, I favor reform in the intelligence community, as the president does, and I have a feeling that they're close.
Rumsfeld isn't the only one being blamed for blocking the intelligence reforms. Two powerful House Republicans came under fierce criticism. One is California's Duncan Hunter, and the other is James Sensenbrenner of Wisconsin, who now says he's even less likely to compromise.
I am willing to continue negotiating. However, the comments that were made have poisoned the well so much that it will be much more difficult to reach a compromise that was difficult and elusive in the beginning.
Sensenbrenner says his opposition is based on principle.
The conference intelligence bill has a glaring loophole in that it does not provide any hardening of driver's license standards, including denying driver's licenses to illegal aliens. Nor does it reform our immigration laws to prevent people from gaming the immigration system to come into the United States to commit a terrorist act.
Now, we've heard from some lawmakers, including Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, who have said these are issues that could be dealt with in a separate piece of legislation at a separate time. Why not do that?
That's Washington speak for killing a popular proposal that entrenched interests don't want to pass. The fact is that the 9/11 Commission recognized that the driver's license system had such great loopholes that the 19 hijackers were able to get 63 validly issued driver's licenses from several states.
Can you understand the point of view of people who might say that this sounds like a worthy issue to many people, but it's clearly different from reforming intelligence agencies, which is a very complicated issue?
We can reform the intelligence agencies to give everybody perfect intelligence, but if our law enforcement is not able to properly identify potential terrorists and to be able to detain them and, if aliens, to deport them, the good intelligence isn't going to do any good.
Now, before the agreement on the bill fell apart, we're told that President Bush placed a call to you from Air Force One. It's also reported that Vice President Cheney spoke to you on Monday after the bill fell apart. What is the administration telling you?
First, there never was an agreement on the bill.
There was a reported agreement. You're saying those reports were incorrect.
Those reports were incorrect. With respect to the conversation that I had with the president on Friday night, he told me that the no driver's licenses for illegal aliens provision was a poison pill. And I said that out of respect to him, I would drop that. But I needed to have the changes to prevent terrorists from gaming the asylum laws. The president said he thought that was a good deal. His lobbyist went and contacted and talked with Senators Collins and Lieberman and came out and told me that he had failed in getting them to agree with the deal that the president thought was a good one. So it wasn't just Jim Sensenbrenner and Duncan Hunter telling the White House that this was an incomplete bill. It was Susan Collins and Joseph Lieberman as well.
Is this bill dead as far as you're concerned?
The bill is on extreme life support. I don't see any way of bridging the gap, and the comments that were attributed to Senator Collins in Tuesday morning's Washington Post, saying that she is unwilling to negotiate further on the legislation, to me indicates that the bill is dead. The senators are going to have to move as well as House members, and I'm willing to participate in this process.
We've been talking to James Sensenbrenner. He is the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee and one of the leading negotiators on an intelligence bill that appears, for the moment at least, to be stalled in Congress.